This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
High noon. It's done every day around this very time here on the Midday Show on The Score. We're Spiegel and Holmes, by the way. We ordinarily do 2 to 6. Today, we're doing a special version of the show because we need to get to Las Vegas.
I love when we do show swaps or time slot swaps, and it exposes habitual listeners to other radio shows and other hosts. So this has been a thrill to do. I don't think I've ever been a part of High Noon.
You've been a part of whatever, whether it's High Noon secondhand news.
Or, I mean, maybe a Crack Slippers. I'm a longtime Crack Slippers guy. You know?
Yeah, let's see if we got everything right. I think I've done this before. Let's get to it.
Nope.
But all right, maybe this.
Brown, Brownsville. Do you have a 24-second shot clock? You got that?
I personally think that we don't use the hockey organ stuff enough.
Let's come up with a segment for us in the afternoons to use it.
That is stuff that there was a lot of painstaking. Was that Goff who put all that stuff in? That's painstaking getting all of those organ sounds in. We need to use them. Yes.
Right, but do people in our time slot know what hockey is? Are they aware of
we
hockey?
We had Brett Hull on our radio station this morning,
yeah,
everyone.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Good.
The Golden
good.
Brett was on the show good. This morning with Mully and Haw. But good. Lawrence, it's time for a High Noon. What have ye today? Yeah!
Well, maybe, probably should have gotten rid of that imaging, especially for this story.
No, uh-oh. No. Uh-oh. Lean in.
Luigi Mangione.
Oh, no!
There we go. A fan snuck secret heart-shaped note to him in a pair of socks.
Oh, boy. No.
That's the surprising reason he refused to wear the socks to court. That's the headline from New York Post. A Luigi Mangione fan snuck a secret heart-shaped note to him in a pair of Argyle socks he was allowed to bring to the latest circus-like court appearance, new court documents reveal. Quote, "Know that there are thousands of people wishing you luck," the note read, which was secreted in a cardboard in the cardboard of that pair of fresh socks that were wrapped around the packaging, according to the filing.
Oh, wow.
But the accused killer,
that's crazy, man,
and heartthrob to his legions of Warp fans, refused to wear socks at the February hearing because
he's so handsome.
They didn't look good.
Man, it's a tale as old as time. People love John Dillinger. They absolutely adored him.
And so there are now pictures of him wearing loafers with no socks from the court. And then there's, you know, pictures of T-shirts that people want to buy. And he has a lot of fans, but he did not get the heart-shaped message in his socks because he doesn't wear them socks.
No, he's been locked inside that heart-shaped message for weeks.
Hey.
Oh, enough.
Hey.
So, still not how it works, Danny. But thank you. I have the sad story of how a weird name ruined a man's life.
Okay.
A Japanese man named Happy.
Bleacher Jeff.
By his mother, has said that the problems it has caused him have followed him throughout his entire life. He says he holds no grudge towards his mother, but she had named him Happy to express the overwhelming joy she felt when he was born. But it has been misery. As a small boy, other kids teased him and even bullied him because of his name. Growing up, he hated celebrations like birthdays or holidays because everybody would say, "You're supposed to be happy, happy, but you don't look happy, happy." And it was just an annoyance in his life.
Get in your home! Go home!
Are you too good for your home?
During his junior college entrance ceremony, when his name was called, everyone turned their attention to him. He felt despair and resignation. When he started looking for a job, companies would ignore him because they thought he was pranking them because his name was Happy. He would get called in for interviews. People thought he was joking until he showed them his ID. And during an appearance on a TV show in Japan, he claimed that his name prevented him from getting married. When the time came to meet his girlfriend's family, he could see her parents grimace at the sound of his name, and the relationship ultimately fell apart.
Dude, grimace was rambling.
Dude, I think that's...
There we go.
Not at real-time sports. Thank God. I'll tell you what. I don't think that this is why your relationship fell apart, sir. I don't think, Happy, that this is why, but I do feel bad for the man named Happy.
All right, land the plane.
And that's how we do High Noon.
Correct.
Do you guys know how long your respective mothers were in labor with you?
I do not.
No?
I
Danny,
do not.
Do you know?
No.
No? Lawrence, you don't?
I do not.
Huh. My mom reminds me all the time. Labor for 26 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I would never be named Happy.
We were probably smooth sailing for our moms after the birth. That's why we never, you know, had it held over us.
I was the first one.
I think it's a really nice segue. It might be a self segue. Happy birthday, Shane. Today is Shane Reardon's birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mike.
And Mike, happy birthday.
Tanny lives inside my head. All
right. Oh, is that caning right there?
No, somewhere Evan Altman just went, "Oh, my God!" When we come back, we are going to visit with our buddy. I think he's more my friend now than yours.
Hey!
Joe Buck is going to join us. We've got a lot to discuss with him, especially the contract between baseball and ESPN.
And he's starting doing an opening day game tomorrow.
We'll talk to him next here on The Score.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.